From selling bush tucker salads and juices to launching their very first product for wholesale, Kakadu Kitchen is a 100% indigenous-owned bush tucker business established in the Northern Territory back in 2017. Proud meaning man and founder of Kakadu Kitchen, Ben Taylor, has been busy this year, launching Kakadu Kitchen Spring Water in March this year, co-authoring a children's book, and developing beverage products with native ingredients. The Wire's Tani Maxwell asked Ben Taylor how he feels towards his successful entrepreneurship journey.
Yeah, it really is a moment like that. It's a wow moment. It's, you know, because start of 2021, I thought, okay, I'm going to focus on developing a product. And yeah, I had a meeting down at Kakadu with the hotel group, and we were talking about a water product for the hotel rooms and for guests. So yeah, it took me about a year and just over a year to develop that product for the hotel group and for the tourism market in Kakadu. And yeah, I was lucky to have that support early on from, you know, my first customer, you could say. So we're going to start small and sort of start small in Kakadu and hopefully grow, you know, expand into the NT and Australia and globally down the track. I think people don't really take you seriously, you know, until you have a physical product. You know, you can talk about it as much as you want, and, you know, people like the idea or they don't believe in the idea, or until you actually do it and, you know, you come out the other end with something physical that you can hold in your hand and say, yes, I made this. And it's a real milestone moment, you know, to get to that point.
Along with Kakadu Kitchen, you recently, just last year, released a children's book, Walking in Gagaju Country, which was co-authored by Diane Lucas and with beautiful illustrations by Emma Long. I wanted to ask you, what inspired you to create a children's book, and what is it about? Had you always wanted to do something like this?
Yeah, I fell into this project. I wasn't out looking to do a book. Yeah, one day I got a phone call from Diane Lucas, who used to teach me at Patonga School. We had a First Nations bush school where I grew up at Patonga in the 80s. And yeah, she came up from Bathurst, New South Wales, and she used to teach us kids in Kakadu in the early 80s. Anyway, Di has done a few books previously with my family, and just talking about country, just our, you know, things that we grew up with doing. And, you know, she shares those stories through her other books. And we spoke on the phone for hours and hours and hours, you know, over a period of 3 months, just jotting down ideas and stories. And then we went on a bushwalk with Erica through the monsoon forest up at East Point. And as we were walking through the forest, Di and I were telling stories, you know, about back home and the things that we were seeing. And we were writing down notes as well, you know, of our stories. And that pretty much, and Erica said, you know, you should write this. This should be your story. And so that pretty much that was the foundation of our story.
You've started off this year with a huge milestone for the business. And from that, there are so many people that are keen to see what's coming next for you as well.
Next for me is launching Kakadu Kitchen alcohol-free spirits. So I'm going down to Sydney in April to go and visit some of the distilleries down there and connect with some of the industry and, yes, see what's involved a bit more. And I'm working with Willing Distillery in Winnelli, and he produces alcoholic gins and vodkas, you know, infused with native botanicals. And so Dave's been teaching me how to distill, and we've been working on my project, which is alcohol free. So we don't use any alcohol in our methods. It's all water based. Yeah, so I hope to set up my own alcohol free distillery by the end of this year, which will probably be the first alcohol free distillery in Australia, a First Nations one.
Do you have any advice or encouragement for anyone out there who's looking to do something similar to what you're doing, you know, getting involved with bush foods and taking inspiration from when they were growing up?
Absolutely. There's room for so many of us, Mob, you know. I think believe in yourself, believe in your vision, your dream, and go for it. Just take that first step and then take another step and then take the next step, and that's how you build it up. You know, I didn't know anything about business when I started 4 years ago. I had no intention to start a business before that. You know, I was pretty much a gypsy. You know, like going from place to place, and, you know, but then I was at home and I didn't want to leave home. And it's important, especially for mob that are in the remote communities, you know, to think about business is a good way that you can maybe stay in your community. Yeah, just believe in yourself. And no matter if other people don't believe in you, just keep believing in yourself and believe in your vision, your dream, and, you know, be resilient.
That was founder of Kakadu Kitchen and proud Benin man Ben Taylor. Ending the story from The Wires, Tani Maxwell.